Jordan Cross switched off the radio in her 68 Mustang. Really? They're still preaching that garbage? It's 2012, for freak's sake. She mumbled to herself and drummed her fingers on the steering wheel. She came up to a sign and rolled her eyes at the message. Yeah, sure. Welcome to Holiday, Montana. Right. Like that would ever happen. And Jordan, you really need to quit talking to yourself, or they'll think you're crazier than they already do. On second thought, maybe adding new quirks to her repertoire would enhance her wickedness. She smiled and took a sip of her Coke, her gaze on the empty road ahead of her. She practiced her cackle and looked out on the barren hills and plains of Holiday, Montana. Okay, so it wasn't barren. She just hated it so much she wanted it to be barren so it would reflect that. Trees reached to the sky, their fall colors reminiscent of a harvest sunset. Deep greens, burnt oranges, and crisp apple reds dotted the tree line. Mountains carved through the skyline, towering over the valleys beneath them. Rivers and streams cut through the rolling meadows, and beautiful clearings creating a freaking stunning landscape. Any second now, Bambi would frolic through. She knew she needed to stop the bitter attitude. After all, her life's work, while the one she hid from peering eyes, depended on nature and all its bounty. Still, that didn't mean she had to like the fact she'd returned to Holiday. I'm back. She rolled her eyes and squinted until she saw the first building. Ah, downtown Holiday. Still as adventurous as ever. With the 10 buildings on Main Street, it was a regular old metropolis. She already missed takeout and late-night movies. No matter, she would only be here for a few weeks, 2 months tops. Then she would drive off like a bat out of hell, again. Jordan let out a sigh and forced herself not to turn around and step on the gas and run. No, not race away exactly, just strategically not be anywhere near the place that had stolen so much of her life. She had lived in Holiday for 18 years, 5 with her folks before they'd crashed their plane into the side of a mountain, the rest with her grandmother who doted on her with sharp-as-glass type of love. A pang shocked her heart, and she bit her lip. She couldn't think about that now, or the fact that the only reason she was even here was because her grandmother was gone. She'd been overseas at an event for her old employer, and hadn't even known her grandmother was sick. In fact, she hadn't spoken with her in years, not since the last fight that had torn them apart. Jordan hadn't wanted to return to find her legacy, but her grandmother had wanted her by her side. It was only because of a lost phone message that Jordan had even heard that her grandmother had passed away. She'd missed the funeral and all the arrangements. Thankfully, her grandmother's friends, the Coopers, had taken care of everything. Now Jordan was left to clean an old abandoned house and sell it in a small town where all the citizens hated her.